Now, earlier this week, Russia and Turkey reached a deal to create a demilitarized zone in Syria's northern province of Idlib. The deal literally prevented an assault on Idlib, which is believed to be the last major bastion of militants fighting against Damascus. But it also had specific benefits for Turkey and Russia. Let's watch the next report for more details and analysis on that.
Syria's Idlib province remains the last major stronghold of militants and terrorists fighting the Syrian government. Idlib is very important strategically. It borders Turkey to the north. It is also located next to the port city of Latakia, a major base of the army and home to the biggest Russian air base. Moreover, the key M5 highway, which connects Syria's north and south, runs through Idlib. Over the past year, as the army clawed back territory from militant groups, a large number of them fled or were bused by the army to the strategic province. Some estimates say there are 70,000 armed militants from key anti-government factions in Idlib. Retaking the province has long been high on the agenda of the Syrian government and its allies as they restore security across Syria and try to end the over 7-year war. Over the past months, reports and developments on the ground strongly suggested that a major anti-terror offensive was being organized by the Syrian army to retake Idlib. But any such operation will probably not happen for now. That's because of a new initiative that emerged from this meeting in the Russian city of Sochi this week.
It takes the pressure off, I'm hoping. It removes the immediate cries from the West for continued intervention and escalated intervention, because it had gotten to the point where the West was saying it wouldn't even require a chemical weapons attack, that any action in Idlib would be a so-called red line for them. So I think that this has diffused the situation for Russia and for Syria for the time being.
Now, the deal between Turkey and Russia over Idlib prevented an offensive that was in the offing for months. Many believe it effectively spared the lives of 3 million civilians in the province. Based on the deal, the militants will withdraw from Idlib, and they include Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham, which was formerly an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. Now, the United Nations Security Council has praised the deal as a diplomatic breakthrough. But here, let's have a quick look at the gains Turkey and Russia could achieve with a deal over Idlib. Many believe that it would help Turkey cement its presence in northern Syria, a huge success for the government of President Erdogan, who is trying to prevent Kurdish autonomy on the Turkey's southern borders. To Russia, the Idlib deal will help de-escalate tensions in northern Syria, tensions that some believe could eventually put Russia against Turkey. But apart from all these, the deal is still vulnerable to risks, and it is still not clear if it will prevail for long.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Erdogan agreed on Monday to create a demilitarized zone in Syria's Idlib province. The plan seeks to separate government forces from militants there. The buffer zone will be 15 to 25 kilometers wide. It will be patrolled by both Russian and Turkish forces. The initiative is expected to come into force by mid-October. Based on the plan, all heavy weaponry, including rocket launchers and tanks used by militants, have to be withdrawn from the buffer zone by October 10th.
The agreement involves removal of heavy-grade weapons and equipment from the area. This will benefit the fight when it does come, which I think is inevitable, honestly. The deadline is good. It's not too far out. It does, however, give the groups, the militant groups in Idlib, time to regroup, as well as the Syrian Arab Army and its allies, time to regroup as well.
Also, terrorist groups like Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, once known as al-Nusra Front, will have to leave the area. The Syrian government says it was closely consulted by the Russian Federation before the plan was hammered out.
The Syrian Arab Republic welcomes the agreement on Idlib province, which was declared yesterday in the Russian city of Sochi. The Syrian government reaffirms that this agreement was the result of intense consultation between the Syrian Arab Republic and the Russian Federation, and with complete coordination between the two countries. This means that the Syrian government was not the last to know in this regard, and no one can sidestep the Syrian government.